Greetings, Produce Buzzers podcast fans, and welcome to this bonus segment for Produce Buzzers podcast just for the holidays. So it's Christmas time, a time for baking all kinds of delicious sweet treats, cakes, cookies, candy to enjoy over the holidays. There are so many delicious choices for your baking and confection ideas. But one such traditional cake that has long been associated with Christmas has also become one of the most maligned and disparaged of all Christmas gifts. The poor, poor fruitcake. Did you ever receive one for a gift at Christmas? If so, were you happy about it? You may be like a lot of people who think the only use for them is a paperweight or a doorstop. It seems that most people don't like them very much. But for us steps, it was a great treat that we looked forward to every year because our dear Aunt Midge made them every year and her recipe was the best. She made one for every one of the extended families and lots of her friends. With 9 children in her family and lots of friends and associates in her little community, she churned out those cakes like a factory. We have no idea how many cakes she made every year, but it must have been scores of them. They were not easy to make, taking lots of time and very careful effort. And she had a very elaborate way of packaging them and wrapping them in festive ribbons, and that added a lot to the time and effort. All of us siblings and our cousins marvel at how she could have done it. And not to mention that the ingredients for fruitcake are not cheap. Even in her day, they were expensive. The candied fruits and nuts must have cost her a fortune. So today, just ahead of Christmas, we want to honor our Aunt Midge and talk a little bit about her wonderful fruitcake. What do you guys remember about Aunt Midge's wonderful Christmas gift to us?
Several years ago, when I had started that fruit fundraising business, I got this bright idea that, hey, maybe we could sell Aunt Midge's fruitcake for fundraisers. It was so unique. And so I asked her to send me her recipe, and she hand wrote the recipe. And she took it over to Dad's office and he faxed it to me. And then she mailed me the recipe also. And we were just looking through the files the other day and we found her handwritten recipe that she sent me for her fruitcake. But I went to the store and bought all the stuff. It was like $40. You know, this is like 20 years. $40 worth of stuff to make a couple of
fruitcake.
Or maybe two. It never worked for a fundraiser because you'd have to, first of all, people always make fun of fruitcake. Like, oh, I got a fruitcake for Christmas. And then the second thing, the cost would be, you'd have to charge like $100 to make
most
a profit.
People don't like them. I love fruitcake.
I do too.
Me too.
I don't like those Claxtons that have those citron things in them, but Aunt Midge's cake did not have citron in it.
I liked Claxton's, but certainly Aunt Midge's was better.
Yeah. I never heard the story about them entering that contest.
Well, Debbie, our cousin Debbie Stepfolk and her husband Perry decided that Aunt Midge's fruitcake was so good, and they happened to see there was a TV show that came on in the middle of the day on the Greenville station. And they were having a contest for fruitcakes, and you could enter your fruitcake in this contest. So they got Aunt Midge to make a fruitcake. They got it all packed up, took it to the station, and she didn't win the contest. So they decided that, we're not going to leave that fruitcake there. We're going to go get it. So they went and picked it up, and it had never been cut.
Scandal.
So they got really upset. They wrote a letter, how could you possibly judge our fruitcake if you never cut it? And they said they got so many entries that there was no way they could possibly taste them all. So
probably all those people who got them for Christmas gifts and hate fruitcake, probably said, let's send them to the television station. Maybe we'll get some kind of prize out of it because we don't want to eat it.
They were pretty upset over it, though. And Perry wrote this scathing letter to them about it.
The fruitcake scandal.
That's it.
That is, you know, hilarious. I thought you were going to say they won.
See, it was all fixed.
Yeah, it was a fixed contest. Do you know in England that they actually make fruitcakes for weddings?
Yeah.
That's their wedding cake.
Right.
I didn't know that.
But it's a different kind of fruitcake.
In New Zealand, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a different kind of fruitcake. It doesn't have the candied fruit in it. It's more like a regular cake in the interior. But the thing that is delicious about it is the icing. They have this rolled icing, and there's something like marzipan between the rolled icing and the cake.
Fondant?
I don't know what fondant, I've heard of fondant. I don't know what it is technically, but maybe so.
It's like you roll it out and you can drape it.
Yeah, it's usually rolled, but they have a layer of, I think it is marzipan between the rolled icing and the cake is marzipan. And I love marzipan, but there's none of the candied fruit in there. The cake is just like a, you know, I don't know what the ingredients are. It must have some kind of fruit in it, but there's not chunks of fruit in it, but it is delicious. I've been to a couple of weddings over there, and that is a highlight.
There's a chain of stores in Minneapolis called Byerly's. Have you guys ever heard of Byerly's?
I've heard of them, yeah.
And they're real upscale, and they were sampling fruitcake. I had a sample of it, and it tasted just like Midge's fruitcake to me.
Hmm.
And I said, do you have the recipe? Oh, yeah, here's the recipe, because they're trying to sell their product. It was almost identical to her fruitcake.
Wow.
Her fruitcake was from the Wesson Oil ad years ago.
Oh, really? Okay, well, yes. That would make sense then.
She did her own thing to it too. She had, yeah. I'm trying to remember, Colette could tell us what the difference was. She had some things that she did to her fruitcake that were a little different.
Yeah.
Well, I've got it. I think I may have already emailed it to you before, Teresa, but I've got it in her own handwriting. It's pretty interesting how she describes how to bake it. Like she says, bake it in a slow oven.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, what's a slow oven? probably goes back to the days when you had a wood stove, you know, where you put the wood in there.
No, I bet you like a slow oven's like 250, 275, yeah. Maybe 300.
Miles per hour?
Mm-hmm.
That's funny that she actually got it from the Wesson Oil. When I first married Gina, you know, she said, so what's some of your favorite recipes that your mom made? And I said, well, her German chocolate cake. I said, oh man, that is so good. And so Gina was like, okay, I've got to get this recipe from her. I'm sure it goes back, you know, it's German. She went there. It goes back centuries, you know. It's in a, you know, I probably kind of built that up for her. So she calls mom and mom goes, oh, just buy a pack of the German's chocolate and it's inside the wrapper. And at that point, we both learned that it's not German, the nationality, but it's Germans, which was the last name of an English confectioner, Germans chocolate cake.
I'd forgotten about the history of that until you mentioned that.
Right.
But that's true in so many cases where, you know, the companies that sell that stuff, they want to get the very best they can get. So it's logical. They're not going to give you a bad recipe.
Right. I probably told you this story too, but Gina had, I think it was her aunt. Her aunt, whenever she would make a round roast, roasted in the oven, she would always cut the ends off. Did I tell you this story? They would always cut
you tell me. Yeah.
So finally one day somebody, I don't think it was Gina, but one of her cousins or something. So why do you always cut the ends off the roast? She goes, well, that's the way my mother taught me to cook it. Well, she would always cut the ends off. So that she called her mother and she says, why do you cut the ends off? She goes, well, because the pan that I had to cook it in was long enough to put the roast in. True story.
I thought for sure you were going to say, well, I cooked that like a steak because it's the best part of the roast.
She had to cut. Or I thought you were going to say, like, well, I usually shared it with my sister or my cousin.
So it's great to reminisce about Aunt Midge's delicious fruitcake. I think that if you folks out there who don't like fruitcake tasted Aunt Midge's fruitcake, you'd change your minds. It was definitely delicious. And Teresa, as Teresa mentioned, Colette, our cousin Colette, who we've had on this podcast before to share some of her wonderful recipes, she has a little bit of information about this. She couldn't appear on this episode, but she wrote to us to say that her brother, Bill, has been continuing the tradition of making Aunt Midge's fruitcake from her recipe. She says Bill has been making them for several years now, and he believes Wesson oil is the best oil to use for the best flavor. This is not a commercial for Wesson, but maybe we'll get them as a sponsor. He says, I have been fortunate enough to have some of his from the years, and I totally agree. I don't know why, but the other oils change the flavor somehow. The Wesson, I think, is lighter. He marvels at how she was able to bake all those cakes. Those candied fruits are so sticky, they must be hand-chopped. At least all the ways he has tried to do it other than that have failed. And he wonders how many pounds she baked every year and how she afforded them. I believe he only makes two, and I think he said it costs him over $50. And that didn't even count the pecans. I'm pretty sure she must have baked over 100 pounds. Each family got one of the big ones. She must have kept at least two or three for the house. And then add in all those little cakes. Yes, she made some small versions of them too. They looked like little toy soldiers all wrapped up in foil, Colette says. And then colored saran-like paper with a ribbon bow tie. Wow. That was a lot of effort from our Aunt Midge, and we honor her, and we hope you maybe will try fruitcake again this Christmas. And if you get one as a gift, don't use it as a doorstop. Try it. Take a bite. Or better yet, make your own from Aunt Midge's fruitcake recipe. We're going to post it on producebuzz.com so you can see it there and try it out. If you do, let us know how it came out and whether you've become a converted fruitcake fan. Once again, happy holidays from Produce Buzz and the Produce Buzzers. Well, thank you, listeners, for tuning in to the Produce Buzzers podcast, brought to you by Produce Buzz, the gathering place for lovers of fresh fruits and veggies. We hope you were entertained a bit and educated a lot about fresh produce. Be sure to join us next time, and please tell your friends to do so as well. Like, share, and comment on our Produce Buzz Facebook page, and check out our website at www.producebuzz.com. There you will find articles about fresh fruits and veggies, how to select, store, and prepare them, as well as lots of interesting facts about all the wonderful bounty the earth provides for us. Until next time, be fruitful, and don't forget to veg out.